Chapter 3. Know your motorcycle and your responsibilities. Many things on the highway can cause you trouble. Your motorcycle should not be one of them. To make sure your motorcycle will not let you down, start with the right motorcycle for you. Your motorcycle should fit you. Your feet should reach the ground while you are seated on the motorcycle. Read the owner's manual. Be familiar with the motorcycle controls. Check the motorcycle before every ride. Keep it in safe riding condition between rides. Avoid add-ons and modifications that make your motorcycle harder to handle. Borrowing and lending. Borrowers and lenders of motorcycles, beware. Crashes are fairly common among beginning riders, especially in the first months of riding. Riding an unfamiliar motorcycle adds to the problem. If you borrow a motorcycle, get familiar with it in a controlled area. If you lend your motorcycle out, make sure the driver is licensed and knows how to ride. No matter how experienced you may be, ride extra carefully on any motorcycle that is new or unfamiliar to you. More than half of all crashes occur by motorcycle riders with less than 6 months of experience. Get familiar with the controls. Familiarize yourself completely with the motorcycle and review the owner's manual before you take the motorcycle out on the street. This is particularly important if you are riding a borrowed motorcycle. If you are going to use an unfamiliar motorcycle, make all the checks you would on your own motorcycle. Find out where everything is, particularly the turn signals, horn, headlight switch, fuel control valve, and engine cutoff switch. Know the gear pattern. Work the throttle, clutch, and brakes a few times before you start riding. All controls react a little differently. Ride very cautiously and be aware of your surroundings. Accelerate gently, take turns more slowly, and leave extra room for stopping. Check your motorcycle. A motorcycle needs more frequent attention than a car. If something is wrong with the motorcycle, you will want to find out about it before you get in traffic. Make a complete check of your motorcycle before every ride. Before mounting the motorcycle, make the following checks. Tires, check air pressure, general wear and tread. Fluids, check oil and fluid levels. At a minimum, check hydraulic fluids and coolants weekly. Look under the motorcycle for signs of an oil or gas leak. Headlight and taillight. Test your switch to make sure both high and low beams are working. Turn signals. Turn on both turn signals. Make sure all lights are working properly. Brake light. Try both brake controls. Make sure each one turns on the brake light. Once you have mounted the motorcycle, complete the following checks before starting out. Clutch and throttle. Make sure they work smoothly. The throttle should snap back when you let go. The clutch should feel tight and smooth. Mirrors. Clean and adjust both mirrors before starting. It is difficult to ride with one hand while you try to adjust a mirror. Adjust each mirror so you can see the lane behind you and as much as possible of the lane next to you. When properly adjusted, a mirror may show the edge of your arm or shoulder, but it is the road behind and to the side that is most important. Brakes. Try the front and rear brake levers one at a time. Make sure each one feels firm and holds the motorcycle when the brake is fully applied. Horn. Try the horn to make sure it works. In addition to the checks you should make before every trip, check the following items at least once a week: wheels, cables, fasteners, and fluids. Follow your owner's manual for recommendations. Your responsibilities. As a motorcycle rider, you cannot be sure that other motorists will see you or yield the right of way. To lessen your risk of a crash, be visible. Wear proper clothing. Use your headlight and ride in the best lane position to see and be seen. Communicate your intentions. Use the proper signals, brake light, and lane position. Maintain an adequate space cushion. Following, being followed, lane sharing, passing, and being passed. Scan your path of travel 12 seconds ahead. Identify and separate multiple hazards. Be prepared to act. Remain alert and know how to carry out proper crash avoidance skills. The ability to ride aware, make critical decisions, and carry them out separates responsible riders from all the rest. Remember, It is up to you to keep from being the cause of, or an unprepared participant, in any crash. Motorcycle control and operation. This manual cannot teach you how to control direction, speed, or balance. Those are things you can learn only through practice. Control begins with knowing your abilities and riding within them, as well as knowing and obeying the rules of the road. Body position. To control a motorcycle well, follow these guidelines. Posture. Sit so you can use your arms to steer the motorcycle rather than to hold yourself up. Seat. Sit far enough forward so your arms are slightly bent when you hold the handle grips. Bending your arms permits you to press on the handlebars without having to stretch. Hands. Hold the handle grips firmly to keep your grip over rough surfaces. Start with your right wrist flat. This will help you keep from accidentally using too much throttle. Also, adjust the handlebars so your hands are even with or below your elbows in order to use the proper muscles for precision steering. Knees. Keep your knees against the gas tank to help you keep your balance as the motorcycle turns. Feet. Keep your feet firmly on the footrests to maintain balance. Do not drag your feet. If your foot catches on something, you could be injured and it could affect your control of the motorcycle. Keep your feet near the controls so you can get to them fast if needed. Also, do not let your toes point downward, they may get caught between the road and the footrests. Shifting gears. There is more to shifting gears than simply getting the motorcycle to pick up speed smoothly. Learning to use the gears when downshifting, turning, or starting on hills is important for safe motorcycle operation. Shift down through the gears with the clutch as you slow or stop. Remain in first gear while you are stopped so you can move out quickly, if needed. Make certain you are riding slowly enough when you shift into a lower gear. If not, the motorcycle will lurch and the rear wheel may skid. Use the brakes to slow enough before downshifting when riding downhill or shifting into first gear. Work toward a smooth, even clutch release, especially when downshifting. It is best to change gears before entering a turn. However, sometimes shifting while in the turn is necessary. If so, remember to do so smoothly. A sudden change in power to the rear wheel may cause a skid. Braking. Your motorcycle has two brakes, one for the front wheel and one for the rear wheel. Use both of them at the same time. The front brake is more powerful and can provide at least 3/4 of your total stopping power. The front brake is safe to use if used properly. Use both brakes every time you slow or stop. Using both brakes for even normal stops will permit you to develop the proper habit or skill of using both brakes properly in an emergency. Squeeze the front brake and press down on the rear. Grabbing at the front brake or jamming down on the rear can cause the brakes to lock, resulting in control problems. If you know the technique, using both brakes in a turn is possible, although it should be done very carefully. When leaning the motorcycle, some of the traction is used for cornering. Less traction is available for stopping. A skid can occur if you apply too much brake. Also, using the front brake incorrectly on a slippery surface may be hazardous. Use caution and squeeze the brake lever, never grab. Some motorcycles have integrated braking systems that link the front and rear brakes together by applying the rear brake pedal. Consult the owner's manual for a detailed explanation on the operation and effective use of these systems. Turning. Approach turns and curves with caution. Riders often try to take curves or turns too fast. When they can't hold the turn, they end up crossing into another lane of traffic or going off the road. Or, they overreact and brake too hard, causing a skid and loss of control. Use the following 4 steps for better control. 1. Slow. Reduce speed before the turn by closing the throttle and, if necessary, applying both brakes. In normal turns, the rider and the motorcycle should lean together at the same angle. In slow, tight turns, counterbalance by leaning the motorcycle only and keeping your body straight. 2. Look. Look through the turn to where you want to go. Turn just your head, not your shoulders, and keep your eyes level with the horizon. 3. Lean. To turn the motorcycle must lean. To lean the motorcycle, press on the handle grip in the direction of the turn. Press left, lean left, go left. Press right, Lean right, go right. Higher speeds and or tighter turns require the motorcycle to lean more. 4. Roll. Roll on the throttle through the turn to stabilize suspension. Maintain steady speed or accelerate gradually through the turn. This will help keep the motorcycle stable. Keeping your distance. The best protection you can have on the road is distance, a cushion of space, all around your motorcycle. If someone else makes a mistake, distance permits you time to react and space to maneuver. Lane positions. In some ways, the size of the motorcycle can work to your advantage. Each traffic lane gives a motorcycle three paths of travel. Your lane position should increase your ability to see and be seen. Avoid others' blind spots. Avoid surface hazards. Protect your lane from other drivers. Communicate your intentions. Avoid wind blast from other vehicles. Provide an escape route. Select the appropriate path to maximize your space cushion and make yourself more easily seen by others on the road. In general, there is no single best lane position for riders to be seen and to maintain a space cushion around the motorcycle. No portion of the lane need be avoided, including the center. Position yourself in the portion of the lane where you are most likely to be seen and you can maintain a space cushion around you. Change position as traffic situations change. Ride in path 2 or 3 if vehicles and other potential problems are on your left only. Remain in path 1 or 2 if hazards are on your right only. If vehicles are being operated on both sides of you, the center of the lane, path 2, is usually your best option. The oily strip in the center portion that collects drippings from cars is usually no more than 2 feet wide. Unless the road is wet, the average center strip permits adequate traction to ride on safely. You can operate to the left or right of the grease strip and still be within the center portion of the traffic lane. Avoid riding on big buildups of oil and grease usually found at busy intersections or toll booths. Following another vehicle. Following too closely could be a factor in crashes involving motorcyclists. In traffic, motorcycles need as much distance to stop as cars. Normally, a minimum 3-second following distance should be maintained behind the vehicle ahead. To gauge your following distance, pick out a marker, such as a pavement marking or lamppost, on or near the road ahead. When the rear bumper of the vehicle ahead passes the marker, count off the seconds, 1001, 1002. If you reach the marker before you reach a count of 3, you are following too closely. A 3-second following distance leaves a minimum amount of space to stop or swerve if the driver ahead stops suddenly. It also permits a better view of potholes and other hazards in the road. A larger cushion of space is needed if your motorcycle will take longer than normal to stop. If the pavement is slippery, if you cannot see through the vehicle ahead, or if traffic is heavy and someone may squeeze in front of you, increase your following distance. Keep well behind the vehicle ahead even when you are stopped. This will make it easier to get out of the way if someone bears down on you from behind. It will also give you a cushion of space if the vehicle ahead starts to back up for some reason. When behind a vehicle, ride where the driver can see you in the rearview mirror. Riding in the center portion of the lane should put your image in the middle of the rearview mirror, where a driver is most likely to see you. Riding at the far side of a lane may permit a driver to see you in a sideview mirror. However, most drivers do not look at the sideview mirrors as often as they check the rearview mirror. If the traffic situation allows, the center portion of the lane is usually the best place for you to be seen by the drivers ahead and to prevent lane sharing by others. Being followed. Speeding up to lose someone following too closely only ends up with someone tailgating you at a higher speed. A better way to handle tailgaters is to get them in front of you. When someone is following too closely, change lanes and let them pass. If you cannot do this, slow down and open up extra space ahead of you to allow room for both you and the tailgater to stop. This will also encourage them to pass. If they do not pass, you will have given yourself and the tailgater more time and space to react in case an emergency does develop ahead. Passing and being passed. Be sure other drivers see you and that you see potential hazards when passing and being passed. Passing. When passing, follow these steps. 1. Ride in the left portion of the lane at a safe following distance to increase your line of sight and make you more visible. Signal and check for oncoming traffic. Use your mirrors and turn your head to look for traffic behind. 2. When safe, move into the left lane and accelerate. Select a lane position that does not crowd the car you are passing and provides space to avoid hazards in your lane. 3. Ride through the blind spot as quickly as possible. 4. Signal again and complete mirror and head checks before returning to your original lane and then cancel the signal. Remember, passes must be completed within posted speed limits and only where permitted. Know your signs and road markings. Being passed. When you are being passed, stay in the center portion of your lane. Riding any closer to the passing vehicle could put you in a hazardous situation. Avoid being hit by the other vehicle. A slight mistake by you or the passing driver could cause a sideswipe. Extended mirrors. Some drivers forget that their mirrors hang out farther than their fenders. Objects thrown from windows. Even if the driver knows you are there, a passenger may not see you and might toss something on you or the road ahead of you. Blasts of wind from larger vehicles, they can affect your control. You have more room for error if you are in the middle portion when hit by this blast than if you are on either side of the lane. Do not move into the portion of the lane farthest from the passing vehicle. It may invite the other driver to cut back into your lane too early. Lane sharing. Automobiles and motorcycles need a full lane to operate safely. Lane sharing is usually prohibited. Riding between rows of stopped or moving cars in the same lane can leave you vulnerable to the unexpected. A hand could come out of a window. A door could open. A car could turn suddenly. Discourage lane sharing by others. Keep a center portion position whenever drivers might be tempted to squeeze by you. Drivers are most tempted to do this in heavy, bumper-to-bumper traffic. When they want to pass you. When you are preparing to turn at an intersection. When you are getting in an exit lane or leaving a highway. Merging vehicles. Drivers on an entrance ramp may not see you on the highway. Give them plenty of room. Change to another lane if one is open. If there is no room for a lane change, adjust speed to open up space for the merging driver. Vehicles alongside. Do not ride next to vehicles in other lanes if you do not have to. You might be in the blind spot of a vehicle in the next lane, which could switch into your lane without warning. Vehicles in the next lane also block your escape if you come upon danger in your own lane. Speed up or drop back to find a place clear of traffic on both sides. Scan, identify, predict, decide, execute, SIPDE. Good experienced riders remain aware of what is going on around them. They improve their riding strategy by using SIPDE, a five-step process used to make appropriate judgments and apply them correctly in different traffic situations. Scan. Search aggressively ahead, to the sides and behind to avoid potential hazards even before they arise. How assertively you search and how much time and space you have can eliminate or reduce harm. Focus even more on finding potential escape routes in or around intersections, shopping areas, school zones and construction zones. Be especially alert in areas with limited visibility. Visually busy surroundings could hide you and your motorcycle from others. Scan for oncoming traffic that may turn left in front of you. Traffic coming from the left and right. Traffic approaching from behind. Hazardous road conditions. Identify, locate hazards and potential conflicts. Vehicles and other motorcycles may move into your path and increase the likelihood of a crash. Pedestrians and animals may be unpredictable and make short, quick moves. Stationary objects such as potholes, guardrails, bridges, roadway signs, hedges or trees will not move into your path but may influence your riding strategy. Predict. Consider speed, distance and direction of hazards to anticipate how they may affect you. Cars moving into your path are more critical than those moving away or remaining stationary. Predict where a collision may occur. Completing this what if phrase to estimate results of contacting or attempting to avoid a hazard depends on your knowledge and experience. Decide. Determine what you need to do based on your prediction. The mental process of determining your course of action depends on how aggressively you searched. The result is your action and knowing which strategy is best for the situation. You want to eliminate or reduce the potential hazard. You must decide when, where, and how to take action. Your constant decision-making tasks must stay sharp to cope with constantly changing traffic situations. The decisions you make can be grouped by types of hazards you encounter. 1. Hazard. 2. Hazards. Multiple hazards. Execute. Carry out your decision. To create more space and minimize harm from any hazard. Communicate your presence with lights and/or horn. Adjust your speed by accelerating, stopping, or slowing. Adjust your position and/or direction. Apply the old adage, one step at a time, to handle two or more hazards. Adjust speed to permit two hazards to separate. Then deal with them one at a time as single hazards. Decision-making becomes more complex with three or more hazards. Weigh the consequences of each and give equal distance to hazards. In potential high-risk areas, school zones and construction zones, cover the clutch and both brakes to reduce the time you need to react. Intersections. The greatest potential for conflict between you and other traffic is at intersections. An intersection can be in the middle of an urban area or at a driveway on a residential street, anywhere traffic may cross your path of travel. Over one half of motorcycle, automobile crashes are caused by drivers entering a rider's right-of-way. Vehicles that turn left in front of you, including those turning left from the lane to your right, and those on side streets that pull into your lane, are the biggest dangers. Using SIPDE at intersections is critical. There are no guarantees that others see you. Never count on eye contact as a sign that a driver will yield. Too often, drivers look right at motorcyclists and still fail to see them. The only eyes that you can count on are your own. If a car can enter your path, assume that it will. Good riders are always looking for trouble, not to get into it, but to stay out of it. Increase your chances of being seen at intersections. Ride with your headlight on in a lane position that provides the best view of oncoming traffic. Provide a space cushion around the motorcycle that permits you to take evasive action. Large intersections. As you approach the intersection, select a lane position to increase your visibility to the driver. Cover the clutch and both brakes to reduce reaction time. Reduce your speed as you approach an intersection. After entering the intersection, move away from vehicles preparing to turn. Do not change speed or position radically. The driver might think you are preparing to turn. Blind intersections. If you approach a blind intersection, move to the portion of the lane that will bring you into another driver's field of vision at the earliest possible moment. In the illustration at right, the rider has moved to the left portion of the lane, away from the parked car, so the driver on the cross street can see him, her as soon as possible. Remember, the key is to see as much as possible and remain visible to others while protecting your space. If you have a stop sign or stop line, stop there first. Then edge forward and stop again, just short of where the cross traffic lane meets your lane. From that position, lean your body forward and look around buildings, parked cars or bushes to see if anything is coming. Make sure your front wheel stays out of the cross lane of travel while you are looking. Passing parked cars. When passing parked cars, stay toward the left of your lane. You can avoid problems caused by doors opening, drivers getting out of cars or people stepping from between cars. If oncoming traffic is present, it is usually best to remain in the center lane position to maximize your space cushion. A bigger problem can occur if the driver pulls away from the curb without checking for traffic behind. Even if drivers do look, they may fail to see you. In either event, the driver might cut into your path. Slow down or change lanes to make room for someone cutting in. Vehicles making a sudden U-turn are the most dangerous. They may cut you off entirely, blocking the entire roadway and leaving you with no place to go. Because you cannot tell what a driver will do, slow down and get the driver's attention. Sound your horn and continue with caution. Parking at the roadside and curbs. Park at a 90-degree angle to the curb with the rear wheel touching the curb.